Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome back to the show. Yes, you are in the right place. Your health is your wealth, and this is your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas. As I stated on last month, I am over the moon excited. This is one of my favorite months, not because it's my birth month, or maybe it is, but it is just the beginning of a beautiful, beautiful season of the sun shining, the birds singing, the grass growing, flowers blooming. It is absolutely my favorite. On top of that, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. And everyone that is a regular visitor of our show fully comprehends that in order to be your absolute best, you must have a strong, conscious, healthy state of mind. So with that being said, we're going to start our show off, as we do on every episode, with accountability for affirming our highest and greatest good. So wherever you are, we clap, we whistle, we sing, we stomp our feet. I petition you at this moment to get comfortable, get excited, and to affirm with me. However, we're doing something a little different, something that we may or may not have recognized or we left out in our previous segments, but I want to label this gratitude activates increase. One more time. Gratitude, gratefulness, true, sincere gratefulness activates increase. And we'll talk about that later. But we're going to switch up on our affirmations to activate the increase. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me the consciousness to hear, to execute, and to live the words of the Holy Spirit within. I want to thank you for making me a leader and not a follower. I want to thank you for creating me to be a creative spirit and not to destroy all the good that's around me. I want to thank you that I am a force for good. I thank you that I defy the odds. I thank you that I set new standards. I thank you that I am the head and not the tail, that I am above and not beneath. I thank you that I am the lender and not the borrower. Yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you that I am the employer. I thank you that I am loved by God. I thank you that I am chosen by God. I thank you that there is not a weapon formed against me with the ability to prosper. I thank you that every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. I thank you that I am a champion. I thank you that everything I touch turns to gold. I thank you that this is my season. I thank you that this is my turn. I thank you because I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm humble, I'm strong, I am whole and complete. I thank you. I thank you that I am a champion that will never be broke nor broken another day in their life. I thank you that I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I thank you that my actions reflect a positive life. And I thank you that my future is bright because my attitude is right. I thank you. Whoa, yes. Gratitude activates increase. We're going to switch it up moving forward. This is the way we're going to do it. Now, bear with me, radio audience, because I got some technical issues going on here, but we're not going to be stopped or disturbed. Okay, we're back on. I want to say thank you to our participating callers on last week. We had ended up the show. Once again, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, And our theme is mental health is as common as a cold. Now, we discussed how people may not take heed or do not appreciate what that actually means. And we're not saying that the entire universe is running around in a manic, obsessive, aggressive state of consciousness. But what we are saying is that we need to focus on some reoccurring circumstances that could potentially lead us into a poor mental faculty. Now, I've been doing this research since the weeks prior to the show. And we want to say thank you to our callers last week. We had a caller that came in that made reference to, Mrs. Donna Tate, where she said to position yourself as an advocate for family members and friends. And it made so much sense. It's just one of those aha moments. She said that if a person were in the midst of a mental health breakdown, and they went to the doctor to get help, not only would they not understand the diagnosis, they wouldn't understand the prognosis. So they're just sitting ducks in a doctor's office all alone. So family members, whether you have a mental illness or you don't, we need accountability partners. We need people that are willing to surround us, to know what our issues are. And if we have a critical moment outside of a regular doctor's appointment, that we have someone that can speak on our behalf in the event that we're unable to speak for ourselves. It is crystal clear, simple as 1, 2, 3, ABC. It only makes sense. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time rehashing everything that we discussed in last week's segment, but we did want to cover just some of the items of pertinence that we discussed on last week. Also, Dr. Dunlap joined us, and he chimed in on taking great care of self to avoid leading from a broken place. Hear me, people. If you are in upper-level management, if you are in a linear management position, if you are a parent, if you hold any level of responsibility where you are in complete care of others, ministry, business leadership, spiritual leadership, coaching, counseling, you might want to take a close, conscious, consistent approach towards maintaining healthy mental wellness. How is it that you would be able to appropriately, adequately, and accurately coach, counsel, guide, and help people from a broken place? And it's so important. One other thing that we want to discuss when it comes to mental health being common as a common cold, we want to strip the taboo of mental health being on a level 10. Mental health is anywhere in a range from 1 to 10. It could be as easy or as simple as you forgetting the glasses on the top of your head and you spending 30 minutes running around the house looking for your glasses. Or your cell phone, you talking on your cell phone, running around looking for your cell phone. It's a critical clue that something could be going on mentally. Now, mental illness doesn't mean that you are in a schizophrenic state of consciousness, that you are in a manic depressive state of consciousness. Mental illness, I want to share something with you in reference to mental illness. I went through and I was saying, what is it that an individual can do to nurture and maintain a consistent state of wellness? And the example that I came up on, if you were to run through your house and stub your toe on a plank, the first day you said, ouch, that really, really hurt. The second day you noticed some bruising and some swelling, so you soaked it in some hot water and you put a little alcohol on it. The third, fourth, and fifth day, the swelling turned purple, and you realize that there was something medically wrong within your body. No one would have to convince you within a week to go see a medical professional. But when it comes to the mind, when it comes to levels of forgetfulness, quick-tempered, lack of empathy, frustrating easily, road rage, forgetfulness, those type of things we consistently ignore. But those are the pre-warning signs that something is wrong and we may need to seek medical or clinical professional help. So I was saying, well, we aren't just going to run to the psychiatrist's office because we lose our glasses or our cell phone. What do we do to maintain our mental wellness? And I kept reading and researching, and I'm coming up with there is a theme in the information that I uncover. People, hear me. Hear me. This is where we are. Water is of major importance to all living things. In some organisms, up to 90% of their body weight comes from water. Up to 60% of the human adult body is water. According to Dr. H.H. Mitchell for the Journal of Biological Chemistry, the brain and heart are composed of 73% water, and the lungs are about 83% water. So what does water mean to me? It forms saliva, which activates digestion. It keeps your muscular membrane moist, allows the body cells to grow, to reproduce, and survive. It clears toxins from the cellular system. Without consistent amounts of water intake into the body, these toxins remain dormant in the body. Now, let me stop right there on toxins, people. Toxins are impurities that are not supposed to be in you. They form parasites, which are actual living organisms that eat away at your cellular system, at your organs, and can potentially cause cancer. So you want to drink as much water as possible. Drinking water. The next one they said was it flushes body waste, mainly through urine. Lubricate your joints. Water is the major component of most body parts, and here it is, needed by the brain to manufacture hormones and neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are the things that gives us instructions on how to move forward and what to do. Hormones is the mood-controlling organism. So water is needed by the brain to manufacture hormones and neurotransmitters. It regulates your body temperature, causing sweating and perspiration. It acts as a shock absorber for the brain and spinal cord, converts your food to components needed for survival and digestion, and it helps deliver oxygen all over the body. Okay, guys. So mental illness refers to a wide range of mental health conditions, disorders that affect your mood, your thinking, and your behavior. Examples of mental illness include depression, anxiety disorders, some extreme as schizophrenia, eating disorders, or addictive behavior. So many of us, many of us have mental health concerns, and it is quite frequent and reoccurring. Now, do you need to go get medication for this? No. I wouldn't say so initially. What we can do is eat right and drink water. I'm not referring to that one glass a day, that sacramental glass of water a day, so that we can convince ourselves that we have had our daily intake. No, you need to first, if you're new with water, you need to first start off with one when you wake up, and one right before you go to bed. What that does is it starts your day off. It breaks the fast. Breakfast is breaking the fast. It'll break the fast, and it'll get your organs to moving and operating at the highest state of proficiency. And right before you go to bed, it makes sure that those toxins that we have encountered throughout the day, it gives them an opportunity to flush themselves through our bowel and through our urinary process. So that's for beginners, one in the morning, one in the evening before you go to bed. But we, our objective is to move into the highest state of healthiness that we can be So we want to do one in the morning, one in the evening, and drink water consistently throughout the day. And I know it sounds really, really, really cheesy, but people, this is your health is your wealth. What we are doing here is we are starting with the consciousness. The consciousness is the greatest way to make change to anything. And I'm going to bring in Mama. Mama always, always bring in Mama because this is my earliest level of training. What things that Mama said. But Mama said, if you free your mind, your behind will follow. Now, she didn't say it like that. She had her own little vernacular that followed that. But free your mind and everything else will follow. And full circle, I'm totally back full circle, 52 years later, where I am of the complete affirmed belief and understanding that through mind, anything is possible. And what we have to do is maintain the healthiest level of consciousness possible. You know, I tell people all the time, I'm a 140-pound weight loss success story. I'm currently working on my last 40 pounds. So everybody says the same thing. What did you do? How did you do that? Tell me what I need to do. And it, you know, we have great products. I can talk to you guys about that later. But it starts in the consciousness. You have to have a conscious mind, not only that you are going to follow through with these processes, but the consciousness to know that you deserve it. You deserve it. And through all of that level of consciousness comes a state of accountability. I shared during the month of April, we were discussing, if you never try, you'll never know. And I was studying, a friend of mine gave me the book, The Alchemist. And in The Alchemist, it speaks prolifically about the universal law of attraction. I'm going to fast speed ahead. There was a king who had plenty of wealth, and he didn't flash it around. People that just recognized him in the city didn't know he was a king because he was dressed like a common man. He befriended a young boy that was in search of self and a priest. And he ended up giving them bars of gold. And the priest made a comment and said, I don't deserve this. This gift is much more than I deserve. And the king said, don't ever say that again. Don't ever say that again, because everything that you verbalize into the universe believes it, and that's what they begin to give you. So with that being said, that's why we start our show with the highest level of energy possible. We start with affirmation, knowing that I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am so incredibly grateful that I have a consciousness to not only hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, but to execute and to live it. Now, does that mean we're walking on water, we're speaking in tongues, and we are perfect? Absolutely not. What it means is that when we make mistakes, it is consciously aware within it is immediately conscious within our spirit, and we desire to do something different. So with that being said, there are times, you guys, when I want to eat a cheesecake. I want a whole cheesecake to myself. Will I eat it, knowing that my overall objective is to lose another 40 pounds after I have told the entire universe that I am on a weight loss journey? Absolutely. There are days that I do what I want to do. But what do I do following that? I am grateful. I am humble. I am obedient. I drink plenty of water. I walk an extra 10 to 15 minutes. I do something that is going to put me back into right alignment with my goals. And I want to say this too. Speak life and execute your faith. Learn to speak life. Mental health is serious. We had a caller on last week that was saying that her son it has mental health, and that she has to, he's on medication, and that she follows him regularly to his doctor's appointments. It was during one of those doctor appointments that they determined the doctor was over-medicating this young man. He was getting more psychotropic meds than what his body could take and for what he actually needed. So before we go get off into a state of where we are relying on other people, I just want to encourage you to take the best care of yourself as possible. And I personally have an amazing network of people who love, who regularly express their appreciation for me, who don't mind risking my anger. People, if you are surrounded amongst people who tell you everything you want to hear all the time, you are around the wrong people. I love the fact that my network is not afraid to risk my anger. They would rather risk my anger and save my life versus coddling my feelings and allowing me to die. Okay? I want to share something with you in reference to mental health. I shared in last segment that May was one of my favorite months, but for whatever reason, it was the month out of the year where I had the most level of accountability stacked on me all at one time. It was like I didn't even plan it that way. It was just called into my circumstances. My driver's license expired. I had to pass a test that was required per management. I had another outside engagement that required testing. I had to make sure that was complete. My parents would be here with me, whom I love dearly. However, they require my immediate attentiveness. You know, you can't just set them to the side and expect everything to be peachy when you come back. It requires attentiveness. They had flight arrangements. They had transportation issues. Just you name it. We got, I am involved in an amazing improv troupe. We have deadlines and scheduling, and we have training and performance. There are things that are going on. On top of the fact, I want to celebrate my birthday. Now, what I found myself doing, you guys, is stressing. And through the stress of it all, I was snapping. Yes, Sister Kim gets to the snap mode sometimes. I was snapping. Not that I was going around bullying people, but I expressed very little empathy towards my colleagues and people that I come in contact with. The first opportunity for them to say something stupid, I was slamming them. But this goes back to the consciousness when you are consistently in right alignment, where you automatically know this is not right. I was talking to my mother about a week ago, maybe two or three days ago, and I was sharing with her my prayers. And I said, Mama, the Holy Spirit revealed to me through meditation that I must learn the art of mastering my emotions. This snapping is not attractive. It is not progressing me throughout life. It is not good for me spiritually. It is not helping me in any way. It's not. And, you know, a lot of us got that sister girl syndrome where we snap our neck and snap our fingers and we get to say, you know, you don't run up on me with this foolishness. You don't know who I am. I'm that chick. I'll bring it to you. All of that is real. And I fully understand we all potentially have that aggression within us, but it is not a self-serving characteristic. It doesn't take you to the highest state of consciousness. And we opened up by saying that gratitude activates increase. So if I am asking my God, my creator, the Alpha and Omega of the entire earth to consistently shower me with gifts, I might want to act accordingly. I might want to act appropriately. I might want to act as though I appreciate all the things that have been given to me instead of me reverting back to my Shaniqua behavior. All of that is real cute on stage, But in actual real life, it does not serve me. It does not elevate me to my highest and greatest calling. And I have too many examples of people who know how to master their emotions. Not only, with that being said, not only does it diminish my overall mental health faculty. So, with that being said, May was a very busy month for me, and I was just stressed out. May isn't over yet. And I realized on yesterday, after I knocked out 2, 3, maybe 4 of my commitments, that I was so grateful. I was so grateful that I didn't, you know, fear is a form of doubt. Procrastination is a form of fear. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm so grateful that I did not not follow through, operating in fear. So we are discussing mental health wellness. And before I bring the callers on, I just want to touch on a couple of things that we've already stated, because once again, I can talk us completely out of time. But it's from the Mental Health Institute, and it was talking about ways that I can help myself. Value yourself, treat yourself with kindness and respect. Hydrate the body. Surround yourself with good people. Random acts of kindness. Give of yourself. In order to have self-esteem, you must execute esteemable things. Learn how to deal with stress, whether it be meditation, exercise, quiet times, relaxing the body, quiet the mind, set realistic goals. Don't overpack your schedule. Break up the monotony, even if it means taking a different direction while driving to work. Break up the monotony. Treat yourself to a movie. Avoid the use of excessive amounts of alcohol or unprescribed drugs, and get help when you need it. Now, help doesn't necessarily mean psychiatric care. It can mean calling a dear friend and saying, I feel out of sorts right now. So with that being said, all you have to do is push the number 1 on your keypad, and I can bring you on the line. Do we have anyone on the call today that would like to chime in? I've got someone there. I know I do. I know I do. I know I do. Just hit 1 on your dial keypad. All righty. We're going to bring in the last 4 digits of 7342. Welcome to Your Health is Your Wealth, and this is your girl, Sister Kimberly.
Hi, Sister Kimberly. It's Donna Tate. I praise God for your commitment to bring awareness and education regarding mental health, because we all have to do our part to destigmatize mental illness and to understand how to act appropriately when it comes to helping someone who may need that assistance. And by the way, we are all jacked up in one form or another. So
yes,
someone is not well, one of the things that we have to do is make sure that our mind, body, and spirit are in tune with God. And my mantra is always, before I point the finger, pick up the mirror and look at me. That's my comment.
That's right. Oh, Mrs. Tate, thank you so much. For those of you who aren't familiar, Mrs. Tate is the director of CUI, which is the Community Unification Initiative. She literally impacts households one family at a time. And on last week, she gave us some valuable information on the VA advocacy programs towards mental health and wellness. And it's not just for veterans. They meet every third Wednesday of the month at 12:30. So if you have a family member or a friend and you want to make sure that they get some help or we get more insight, these programs are available to us. We want to thank you all so much for coming on today's show. Mrs. Tate, thank you, thank you, thank you for always being a committed member here at Your Health is Your Wealth. And also to let you know, Dr. Dunlap meets here discussing your financial wellness every second and fourth Tuesday of the month, same channels at 12:30 p.m. Thank you so very much. And just always remember, I am absolutely over the moon crazy about you and madly, madly, madly in love with me. Take very good care of yourself, people. It is critical that we survive. Love you. Thank you. See you back 1st of June. Your health is your wealth. Mwah.